Hi. There are two forces that provide the energy to move us into action. One of them pulls us and the other one pushes us. I call the first force I want and the second one I will. We spoke yesterday of the pull of motivation, I want. Today I want to talk about the push of I will. In simple terms, willpower, or just will, is very similar in concept to Newton's idea of force. Force is the effort involved to move something into action against resistance. In physics, the resistance is typically something like gravity, for instance, the effort involved in lifting something heavy. With your practice, the resistance might take the form of the preference of one of yourselves to lie in bed a bit longer rather than getting up. Will is just a muscle, and like any muscle, it gets stronger with use but gets smaller without. If you've ever had any strength, fitness, or stretching routine and taken a break for a while and then gone back, you'll know exactly what I mean by this. Will is the primary capability behind self-discipline. The strength of self-discipline is apparently a strong predictor for people's ability to shape their own future. I think that most people have a fixed mindset around their own self-discipline. You either have it or you don't, but that's wrong. It's just another muscle, and your self-perception of whether you have it or not isn't something you need to hold on to. You can author a different image of yourself, and it's never too late to start. We can't physically see the size of our will muscle, but we experience its relative strength when starting out on a new practice, or when we increase our practice intensity or frequency. It's harder, more effortful, and more uncomfortable at the beginning. But practice makes perfect, but especially makes stronger. The key is practice, and our practice is the key. So if there was such a thing as a willpower coach or trainer, what advice do you imagine they might give to someone starting out on building the strength of their will? Probably exactly the same advice that a normal personal trainer would give to someone wanting to increase their physical strength. First up, choose a challenge that's appropriate to what you're able to lift. For a practice, this means the frequency and intensity of your practice. How many times a week are you going to practice, and for how long each time? I recommend that you set a frequency goal of at least 3 times a week. The more often you do it, the more opportunity you have to practice and to build a rhythm. But the consistency of your meeting a goal is more important than the frequency. That's because meeting your goal impacts on your belief in yourself, and you should take care of that. In terms of how long you practice for, you can start off with anything from 5 minutes upwards. Use your hacker skills to experiment and see what works for you. The sweet spot is where you're tapping into the motivating energy of both I want of the master and the I will of the grunt. The master wants to get a sense of satisfaction that something meaningful is being achieved. The grunt wants a challenge that they feel they can conquer. When your hacker finds the sweet spot, you have both the pull and push working on your side. It's just elementary physics and engineering.